I just wanted to make this quick video. A lot of my students were asking me which apps do you use or which productivity apps have you used. So I thought let me make a video and answer this question. So I think this is going to be a short video. Let's see. So the first app that I use is Evernote. This is one of my favorite apps. I am a premium member of Evernote. I have been using it since 2013, so it's been almost 10 years now. So Evernote is my digital brain. It is my digital desk, my digital office, digital everything. Evernote has helped me go 100% paperless. I run two companies in India and I absolutely have no papers on my desk. I don't have an office shelf. Everything is digital and everything is stored in Evernote properly with notes, notebooks, tags, stacks. Everything is 100% properly organized digitally in my Evernote account. So it has made my life very easy, and I use Evernote on my laptop, my Mac, and on my mobile phone. That's it. That's all I need to run my office. It's as simple as that. So Evernote is the number one app that I would recommend to you when it comes to productivity. And they have been building that product over a period of time. Over a period of the past 9 years, they have added a lot of incredible features. So Evernote is like home to me. It is like the first app that I open on my Mac when I start my day. So number one is Evernote. Number two is Paytm. I like this app very much. It's a payments application in India. Allows me to do UPI payments. Not a single payment has ever failed whenever I have made a payment through Paytm. I used to use Google Pay, but I realized there were a lot of failures in Google Pay. You have no clue whether the money has gone from your account or not. But this has never happened with Paytm. I use Paytm to make payments at grocery stores. I use Paytm to book bus tickets. I use Paytm to book flights. Recently, I also used Paytm to book train tickets. Movie tickets. I think I have booked a movie through Paytm as well. Next is mobile recharges. And I think there are a couple of other things that I do with the Paytm application. So Paytm has solved a lot of problems for me. As I said, I like being digital. I like being paperless. So Paytm fits into that bill perfectly. So Evernote and Paytm takes a lot of my time and my attention. These are apps that add real value, real utility to my life, because especially since we live in a digital world. Number three is Kite. Kite is basically a app for investors and traders. I make equity investments. So what I like about Kite is their user interface. It's very simple, easy to understand. I make all my investments through Kite, whether it is ETFs or whether it is equities, mutual funds. They have another app called as Coin. I use that app. So it has made life very easy. Plus I use that on my mobile and on my Mac. So Kite is another brilliant app which is designed by two brothers based out of Bangalore. Fantastic work that they have done. The name of the company is Zerodha. So Kite is an app that I love to use. Number four is, of course, Zoom. It's made life very easy as after Zoom came. I mean, I like to talk to people in person. And since you cannot meet people in person these days, because people prefer to quickly have a meeting online rather than traveling and all of that thing, those days are gone. So Zoom has made things very easy. It helps me stay connected with my friends who are even abroad. I have some friends in Dubai. So it becomes very easy to connect with them just with the click of a button. And it feels like I am sitting next to them and talking to them. So Zoom is an app which I absolutely love. I used to use Skype. Before that, I used to use WhatsApp. But I mean, Zoom is by far the best in terms of performance. Number five is InstaBiz. As I said, I own a couple of businesses. So I have a couple of merchant accounts. And what work these ICICI people have done by creating this app called InstaBiz. Incredible application. No payment failures. Everything has become digital. It is far easier to run a company merchant account today than it was 15 years ago or 10 years ago in India. It's loaded with features and it is fantastic. Again, helps me go 100% digital. Number six is Clear Scanner. I think I am a pro member of Clear Scanner. It's a green color icon. A fantastic app. As I said, if there is some document that I want to sign and send it to my CA, I just get those documents, sign it. Then before sending, I use the Clear Scanner app to scan the document and then I send it across. So I put that document in Evernote. I don't put my documents in Clear Scanner. I just put them in Evernote. So it stays there and it scans in black and white and color and perfect print. Absolutely flawless. And I think it has some artificial intelligence inside the application because it automatically looks at the dimensions of the document and automatically formats it to create a nice PDF or something like that. I think I have paid some money to buy that app. I don't remember. I have been using it for a long time. So Clear Scanner is the number one scanning app to go 100% digital. And last, seventh, is of course WhatsApp. It helps me stay connected with absolutely everyone, whether it is office, family, personal, whatever. It makes things very simple. WhatsApp has even started payments now. Fantastic application which I have been using for years now. WhatsApp I don't use for socializing, but it's very easy to connect. If I'm traveling to some place and the guy wants to send me a location map, chances are the guy will send me the location map on a WhatsApp message. So fantastic app. It's better to have the app than not have the app. So these are the seven apps that I use. These are the only seven apps that I have, by the way, on my mobile phone. I don't use other apps. I don't need other apps. I use my phone as an office tool, a business tool. I don't use it for socializing. So these five apps do all the work for me. I don't need any other app on my mobile phone. So first is Evernote, second is Paytm, third is Kite, fourth is Zoom, number five InstaBiz, number six Clear Scanner, and number seven is WhatsApp. Thank you so much.